political conservative activist Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire muckraker here. Today's podcast, we're going to be listening to Mike Gill again, talking about the drug and money laundering, courtesy of the Shaheens and the Sununus. He relates that to recently apprehended Ghislaine Maxwell. This video is from, I believe, July of 2020. You know, it's funny, I was looking at Sununu's Twitter, and yesterday he had posted about working, you know, bipartisanly to come up with a balanced budget. Well, the last budget approved bipartisanly relied 45% on outside federal funds. So if that's how Sununu is balancing his budget, I'm not really quite sure what he means by the word balanced. Check out the New Hampshire debt clock when you get a chance. But I want to listen again. Mike Gill, you need to become familiar with him. We live in a state of corruption. New Hampshire is protected by corruption. The corrupt are protected, and the law-abiding citizens are sought after, especially if they speak out. Here's Mike Gill.
Corruption. Do you know what the most important tool of a magician is? A pretty girl. Right? Now, why is the pretty girl there? To take your attention away from the trick. Speaking of tricks, let's talk about Miss Maxwell. Right. Who was captured in the state of New Hampshire. Right. In Bradford, New Hampshire. Now, she wasn't just in Bradford, New Hampshire. She had bought a home in cash in December of this last year. I want you to think about that. Epstein, the boyfriend, has been murdered. And we'll go over that. But for information and evidence that he has against the deep state. So you could consider her to be the most endangered person, maybe, in this world. We know for certain there's people who want her dead. They killed Epstein in jail. You don't think it was that hard to pay off a couple guards, do you? How much drugs do they sell in prison? More than they do on the street in some cases. Okay. So she knows they killed him. So of all the places where you would go, so let's live in my world for a minute. Why would she go to New Hampshire? And why would she buy a property? Times in New Hampshire, I know it's not safe. Why is it safe for her? Because if you were her, and I want you to remind you, she's a very smart woman. She dealt with the elite of the elite. She knows the deep state personally. You know, like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. She knows them personally. Now, don't we know that? She felt safe. So let's see what made her safe. What if the people who I've told you run not just the state of New Hampshire, but pay attention now, but the money laundering for this country, it is a porthole. You don't think that they use 50 exits of portholes to laundering money, as in 50 states? Let's do it to a small state. It's totally corrupt. That we can protect 100%. And not only that, we have our most trusted individual, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, chairman, leading fundraiser of the country, Bill Shaheen, who happens to marry to Senator Jean Shaheen, also of the deep state. So let's think about this. If she had them on her money laundering, and she could put them in prison. She let them know that. They put her someplace where they could see it. And then they tried to make a deal with the boyfriend. And you know what the problem with Epstein was? The guy was a billionaire. He turns around, he can put you all in jail. It's So they're going to say, well, listen, can't we make a deal? This is an older guy. He ain't staying in prison. I wouldn't even put you in prison. So we gave him an option. And they killed him. That's the door they picked. It was easier to kill him than to tell you the truth or to let go of the information of the deep state and the laundering. So whatever door he picked, you know the other one was more dangerous to the deep state. Yet that's one they picked. Knowing that you, with half a brain, would know Epstein was murdered. Okay. Let's take a look here. Now, who has Miss Maxwell? Oh, wait a minute. Did we not just do a video a few days ago where I showed you, proved to you with evidence that the FBI is not only corrupt, but they are the head of the deep state. Their job is protection and covering up. So let's see what we can do. Now, again, I showed you U.S. Attorney Lowen taking this evidence. I've tied in the IRS. People at the highest level, Tim Campus, the Deputy Inspector General of the Treasury. He was in charge of investigations nationally. All right, let's tie this in and bring this home for you. So the FBI, the cover team, picks her up. I'm going to show you a small few-second clip, just so we remember who the Bedford FBI is. Not Bradford, Bedford. And you see me knocking on the door.
So here he's showing himself at the FBI Bedford, a previous video clip. He announces on the intercom that he has information that can put away corrupt drug dealers and politicians.
Okay, so that's who they are. And I've knocked on that door about 7 or 8 times, including Boston and Washington. The FBI is not taking the money on the laundering, drug cartels. They're protecting them. They're partners in IRS. They covered up the IRS. Okay, so the FBI has her, which means this. Ready, boys and girls? We will never, in any of our lifetimes, ever hear the truth. She will never be allowed to kill my sleep, to tell the truth. Personally, I don't think they're going to kill her. I think she's so scared she's going to take whatever they give her, meaning a deal. She still has the evidence, but she probably doesn't want to die either. Any which way, you will never know the truth of what she has. But I've told you the truth. I told you the laundering system. Now think about this. I can tie this in together with the laundering system. Just think. I told you the banking department in New Hampshire, but also in every state, what they do. For instance, Commissioner Little, he was this...
This is New Hampshire Banking Commissioner Little. We talked about him in the previous Mike Gill video.
A state senator wrote a bill that says, the banking commissioner trusts you, we don't have to audit. And then becomes the banking commissioner. What a coincidence, huh? And then he stops auditing, the banks that are owned by the cartel and the corrupt. Right, like Primary Bank. You don't have to audit. It's owned by the cartel. Nick Agonos, Cruz and Griner, the launderer for the cartel and the face for the cartel, are the president and vice president and Agonos is director. See? And now Maxwell knows that too. She knows about the banking department. But she knows about this too. And this is what you have to do. And this will be a follow-up video. If Little was afraid that the banks would get audited and come back to him, which is why they allowed no auditing? What about the IRS? There's a law that anything over $10,000 gets reported to the IRS. You know why? Oh, because of money laundering. That's why they wrote the rule. So for Little to cut that deal, he wasn't afraid of the back end, which was the IRS audit. Because the IRS was already in on it. So the big secret is, and what Maxwell will tell you, not only where all their money is, which is how you catch everybody, which is why I've been targeting the banking department, following this path, and why Maxwell, they just drop it right in the middle of the path. With the IRS, with the FBI, with Shaheen, with the banking department, would we get lucky? That's 100%. Shaheen, as in Bill Shaheen, and the evil white Gene Shaheen, who runs this criminal empire, who was previously the U.S. attorney, which ties the FBI in. This guy's got the FBI and the IRS. Was not Gene Shaheen targeted people with the IRS? Look, multiple news articles, one after another. I'll post them. Along with Patrick Howley, who's the one who broke the story in 14 about Shaheen. Except for I did a video on it in 13. We can all check these and go over and look at it. And multiple ones that saying Shaheen was targeting. She was guilty of targeting. So Bill Shaheen has a past, along with his wife, of targeting people with the IRS. And then following through. I've got the biggest case in the history of the IRS corruption because I've got a 3.5-year treasury cover-up of the same IRS who extorted me. And it involves their highest ranking member. Now think about this. Shaheen ties to the banking department. That's where he ran the Ponzi scheme through. That's where the door to the banking department. He targeted me with the IRS. That made me go after him. And the banking department, knowing it was the IRS. What does Maxwell have? The whole laundering system. Epstein was their financier. He was an expert of laundering, and so is she. They know about the banking, they know about the IRS, which is why the FBI's got them all. Epstein's not going to tell you anything more, and neither is she. But the numbers don't lie. Listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Not once. I walked up this ladder a rung at a time. I discovered a Ponzi scheme. I went to the AG's office. I went to the FBI. When I found the laundering, I did the same. You've seen me go to the FBI. The drug cartel, you see me go to the DEA. I only got an 80,000 pound capacity tractor trailer full of fentanyl. How'd you think that happened?
Now he has something flash up on Fox News. New Hampshire leads nation in overdoses from deadly drug fentanyl. Well, we can thank our non-leader, Governor Sununu, for that one, in my view.
And you've seen me do it. And who goes to jail? We live under a state of corruption. We've been sold out as citizens across this country. The media sold us out. They'll tell you the story that whoever's paying them wants you to hear. That's what it is. Our hope is that President Trump, and listen, he wasn't going to pull the trigger. I can tell you that with certainty. He cut a deal with Sununu. They were going another direction. And then this economy regarding maybe the COVID virus crash in his Trump's way, maybe only way, is to tell the people across this country the truth. Mike Gill, State of Corruption.
So there you have it, another Mike Gill video. You need to check him out if you haven't. Remember, we've been sold out in New Hampshire by our politicians, by Governor Sununu, and by most of our leadership on both sides of the aisle in Concord. We can't look for an out that way. Have a great day.